Visiting today with Pleasantville head girls basketball coach Allison Price. Coach, you know your team, you look at the last three games, three tough losses for you guys against Van Meter, Des Moines, and Van Meter again. You kind of want to walk me through those games a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think our first Van Meter game, obviously starting off, I mean, losing by less than 10, obviously. I mean, it was a good game. We did some good things. I mean, Van Meter's a good team, but we did some good things as well, just working on offense and moving the ball and things like that. There were things that obviously we knew that we needed to grow in, and something that we talked about after the game, like what are some things that we need to do better by the next time we play on the 6 days. Obviously reaching then Des Moines Christian, they're a quick team. I mean, they were super quick. They like to run the floor. And we just weren't ready for that. I just don't feel like we came ready for them to be as quick as they were. And we just had turnovers that were unnecessary and just forced shots offensively. And just didn't have a flow on offense that I don't think was there. Again, obviously Monday games are then hard to turn around after a weekend off of basketball. And we look at our Van Meter game and, I mean, we had better the second time playing Van Meter, and we played better help defense, and we took things away that we wanted to. But I just felt like we just obviously didn't have that offensive flow again, just didn't move the ball well enough and get the shots that we really had wanted.
You know, your team had a great start to the season and unfortunately has had a little bit of a cold spell here. You know, what have you kind of done as coach to help, you know, dig deep and continue to keep the momentum going with your girls and stay strong during a little bit of a tough part of the schedule?
I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously starting off the season well and then now going on a five-game losing streak is obviously something that we wanted, but encouraging the girls, I mean, we have to continue to play and we have to continue to win games to get a good draw in our postseason play, and I'm just encouraging them that there are things that we're working on continuously and there are things that we still need to grow on, but again, every game is a new game. Now, several of our games that we play now the rest of the season, we haven't seen those teams yet. So obviously they haven't seen us as well, but continuing to just come prepared for games, working hard in practice, making sure practice is game-like speed so that we're ready for the next game.
Yeah, you got games coming up against Woodward, Ranger, and Sheraton back-to-back. You know, one of those, of course, a conference game on the road and then a home game against a non-conference opponent. How do you kind of approach those two games being back-to-back? Obviously a quick turnaround when you are done with Woodward, Ranger, and look to Sheraton.
Yep. I mean, obviously, two games back to them, obviously, any game, any team's favorite thing to do. But looking at, I mean, we just take one game at a time. I mean, we show up tomorrow, Friday night. We have to be ready. We have to be focused and get a conference win. I mean, that's what we need. We just, like I keep telling the girls, like, we got to get this bus rolling again. We got to get back on our win streak and back to playing how we play Pleasantville basketball. But I just like I just keep telling them, like, focus on Woodward tomorrow. That's what we're preparing for now. And then, once the Woodward game's over, and then we'll focus on Sheridan. But we got to take one game at a time and be focused and be ready for both of them. I know we're going to be tired, but still have to be ready to come to play.
You know, you look at your team at a whole this year, and, you know, how do you feel that you guys have been able to, at least offensively this season, kind of develop, find the shots that you're looking for, you know, shoot from three-point range, but also be able to get it down low a little bit?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's something that – me and my assistant have really grown in and understanding that, like, we have to get touches in the paint, and we got to get some girls to be more aggressive inside the paint. We can't just live by the three. So that's something, like, with our offense and with our ball movement that we've really preached this year, is just getting a touch in the paint before we do take a shot. I mean, we got to have somebody inside, whether it's Hope, whether it's Taylor, whether it's Emmy. Somebody's got to touch the ball inside before we can shoot something or even get some kind of offensive flow. It's got to go through that middle first. Which has been good to see the girls kind of just learn how to move the ball a little bit quicker and also share the ball just a little bit more.
You know, you guys defensively still have had a decent season despite the past couple games, only giving up 44 points a game, and, you know, probably huge contributors to that being elevated a little bit as some games against, like, Des Moines Christian and games like that. But what do you feel defensively has worked well for you guys this year?
I mean, yeah, I mean, we've played a lot of man-to-man defense, and that's obviously something that I've really preached to the girls, like, got to be quicker as a team, just being able to stop the drive man-to-man and just being in that help side defense. So, like, we've done a lot of drills in practice just to focus on our man-to-man and just preaching to them the importance of being able to play man-to-man defense and how important it is that defense is going to help us win games and be successful on offense.
what part of your game on defensively too, if we continue to talk about that a little bit, what's the best way that you guys have been able to formulate some turnovers this year? I know steals are probably one part, but any other ways you've been able to get extra possessions?
I mean, just on defense too, like just getting tips. Like that's what I encourage them. I'm like, just as many tips, as many touches as we can get. And that's just like what I encourage them is to always be moving, always get a tip on something, and that we're always going to be moving. Just be ready to see the ball and be ready to get the tip when we get it.
When you looked at, your rest of your season, kind of where you're at right now, just a few handful, five-ish regular season games left, and then you'll already start be getting into that postseason play. How do you kind of remain within the season and take it game to game, but also, kind of in the back of your mind, have to prepare for, what may lay ahead of you in the postseason?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I mean. I tell the girls, like, I mean, we got to get a few more wins before our postseason draw comes out middle of next week. Exactly. I tell those to win. So, I mean, the goal at the beginning of the year was to win more games than last year, obviously, but then obviously get more to that 500 mark. I mean, and that's what I keep telling them. I'm like, that's your goal that you set. Like, what goals have we met as a team? What goals do we still have to strive for? That's what I keep reminding them, but also reminding them that, like, basketball is a long season, right? It's a long, dreadful season that some girls just don't enjoy the amount of time that they have to put in, but it's like, but it's all worth it. It all comes to the end, and you have a successful regular season, and then that'll make you successful in your postseason.
You have the three girls between Joelle, Taylor, and Hope that have scored a lot of your points this year, a majority of points. But how do two girls that also have started every game for you and Riley Hardman and Kylie McConnell, how do they kind of contribute to the flow of your team as well?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Riley and Kylie, I mean, obviously they haven't scored a ton of points for us as a team, but I look at them as leaders on the court as in their defense. I mean, they're both super aggressive. I mean, they just strive on the defensive side, getting tips, getting steals, not being afraid to be physical with the other team. And that's what I love about those two girls. They just show up and they're always just physical and ready to play defense.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time visiting with me as always. Best of luck as you guys head into games against Woodward Grainger and Sheraton coming up.
Yep, I appreciate it.